Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we cut through the noise to get to the heart of what matters for your well-being. Today, we're plunging into something that, well, feels familiar, but maybe we don't grasp its full power. I'm talking about daily physical activity. Our insights for this deep dive come from a really great resource. Move More, Live Healthier, The Importance of Daily Physical Activity from Crossover Health. And our mission today, it's simple. We want to extract the core wisdom here, show you why moving consistently isn't just, you know, about appearance. It's about fundamentally transforming your well-being from the inside out. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, it's so true. You say exercise and people immediately think, okay, weight loss, maybe building muscle, but that's really just scratching the surface. What this material highlights so well is how daily movement impacts, well, everything. Your body's deep systems, your mental clarity, your emotional resilience. It's less about a quick fix and more like a long-term upgrade for your whole self.
And what's really encouraging I found is that we're not talking about like training for a marathon here. The source really hammers home this core message, and they cite the CDC, our nation's health authority. They say regular physical activity is one of the most important things you can do for your health, plain and simple. And they make it clear that just 30 minutes a day, that can be absolutely transformative.
It really can. And those transformations, they often start right where it matters most, your heart. The source emphasizes that a minimum of 30 minutes of moderate intensity cardio daily, or, you know, 150 minutes a week, it doesn't just make your heart happier, it fundamentally changes how your cardiovascular system works. What's fascinating is how it does it. It improves the elasticity of your arteries, making your whole circulatory system just more efficient.
Okay. More flexible, essentially.
Exactly. And that translates directly to a measurable drop in heart attack and heart disease risk. It's not just lowering the bad cholesterol. It actually improves the ratio of good to bad cholesterol, HDL versus LDL, and of course, lower blood pressure too. It's like proactive maintenance for your body's engine.
So beyond the heart, which is huge, What else starts happening when you stick with the routine?
Well, the benefits really start to stack up nicely. Regular exercise is crucial for weight management. And managing weight, that takes strain off your heart and your joints.
Makes sense. It's all connected.
It really is. And it's not just about burning calories. Exercise helps regulate hormones and metabolism, making your body better at using energy. And then there's the impact on your bones and muscles. You know, stronger bones, stronger muscles. The source mentions routinely lifting weights, maybe twice a week. Plus weight-bearing exercises like walking, hiking.
Even stair climbing or dancing?
Yeah. Those activities provide the stimulus your bones need to stay dense and strong. This is so critical for fighting off that age-related bone density loss, you know, osteoporosis. And at the same time, it protects your joints and muscles from just everyday wear and tear.
I was really struck by one benefit they mentioned, becoming a flu fighter. That sounds almost too good to be true.
It's a fantastic point. And actually, it's pretty well supported by research. Respected studies show that regular, moderate activity can significantly boost your immune response. Basically, it increases the circulation of important immune cells like natural killer cells, makes your body more vigilant.
So your internal defense system is more active.
Exactly. More responsive to invaders. So what that means for you practically is if you're consistently active, you can generally expect milder symptoms if you do get sick, and you'll likely recover faster from things like the flu and common colds. Some research even points to like up to 30% fewer sick days for people who are active.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a serious real-world benefit. And thinking longer term, what about chronic diseases? This seems like a big area where movement helps.
Oh, absolutely. This is where the preventative power really shines. Staying active acts like a powerful shield against some of the most common chronic diseases we face. We're talking about significantly reducing your risk of stroke, of developing type 2 diabetes.
Because it helps with insulin sensitivity, right? Well,
precisely. Exercise directly improves how your body uses insulin. And it even lowers the risk for certain cancers, specifically breast and colon cancer are mentioned. So if we connect this to the bigger picture, it's clear. Daily movement isn't just about feeling good now. It's a really profound investment in rewiring your body to be more resilient down the road.
It's just incredible, the sheer number of physical benefits from potentially just 30 minutes a day. But, you know, it's easy to focus only on the body, the stuff we can see or measure. What if the biggest changes aren't just physical? What about the mind? This is where I think daily movement unlocks something really powerful. Here's where it gets really interesting, the mental and emotional side.
You've hit on a crucial point. Beyond the body, regular movement is incredibly powerful for calming the mind, lifting your mood, boosting your energy. A key way it does this is by helping lower cortisol levels.
The stress hormone.
Right, our primary stress hormone. A little bit is fine, necessary even, but chronic high levels, that's trouble. It can signal your body to store fat, especially around the midsection, drains your energy, leaves you feeling wiped out. Exercise acts as a countermeasure. It helps your body get better at managing that stress response. So over time, you actually feel calmer, less anxious. You build genuine resilience.
And what about those feel-good chemicals we always hear about? The endorphins, is that just a fleeting thing?
That's the other critical piece. And no, it's not just fleeting. It's quite sophisticated, actually. Exercise triggers the release of these endorphins. They do lift your mood. That's the famous runner's high.
Right.
But they also interact with pain receptors in your brain, helping to block pain signals naturally. So it's not just a quick buzz. This release promotes more enduring feelings of happiness, boosts energy, sharpens focus. It even enhances cognitive function. Think of them as your body's own built-in mood boosters and resilience enhancers.
Okay, so mood, energy, focus. What other, maybe more specific, quality of life improvements can people realistically expect if they stick with regular movement?
Well, for one thing, sleep often improves dramatically.
Oh, that's a big one for many people.
Huge. Being active helps you fall asleep faster. You tend to get into those deeper, more restorative sleep stages, and it can significantly reduce insomnia for many. It also offers one of the healthiest ways to de-stress, period. Exercise is a positive distraction. It pulls you away from worries, negative thoughts, sadness.
Instead of less healthy coping mechanisms.
Exactly. It's a much more constructive alternative than, say, doom scrolling or turning to substances when you feel overwhelmed. It gives your mind a healthy break.
And it seems like it extends beyond just us individually. What about personal confidence, social connections?
It really does weave into those areas too. Regular movement definitely helps build confidence. When you feel physically stronger, healthier, when you accomplish a workout goal, that directly boosts self-esteem. Body image often improves too.
That sense of accomplishment.
Precisely. And then the social side, it creates natural opportunities to connect with others. Think about fitness classes, sports teams, walking or running clubs. These are great ways to meet people, build community, and that actively combats feelings of isolation or loneliness.
So when you pull all that together, the physical energy, the better mood, the clearer focus, the confidence, the social ties, it really does boost your overall sense of joy, doesn't it? It can make everyday things feel, well, easier, more fun, maybe even inspire you to try new things. Okay, so we've laid out all these amazing benefits, but let's be real. Knowing is one thing, doing is another. How do we actually get started? How do we win that daily battle with the couch?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? But the good news, and the source really emphasizes this, incorporating exercise doesn't have to be some huge, complicated ordeal. It's about small adjustments. Those are the key because they're manageable and they build a strong foundation that lasts.
Perfect segue into the active lifestyle tips on the crossover health material. First one, set manageable goals. The advice is to be really clear about what you want. They suggest using the SMART framework, which is a great tool. Make sure your goals are specific, measurable, actually achievable for you, relevant to your life, and time-bound, not just vague wishes.
Exactly. And building right on that, the next tip is simple but so important. Start small, be consistent. Forget aiming for perfection right out of the gate. If you can't do an hour workout, that's totally fine.
Don't let perfect be the enemy of good.
Precisely. Fit in 10-minute bursts if that's what works. Walk during a lunch break. Do some squats during TV commercials. Those minutes honestly add up. They make a difference. And more importantly, they build the habit. That's what sticks. It's about showing up consistently.
And something crucial I think people forget, find activities you like. So many people dread exercise because they feel like they have to do something they hate, like run if they hate running. The source says, choose things you actually enjoy. Experiment. Try different things. Keep it fresh. That way, movement becomes something you look forward to, not just another chore.
And once you find those things you like, the next step is key. Schedule physical activity. Treat it like any other important appointment, because it is an important appointment for your long-term health. Block out time in your calendar. Make it a non-negotiable commitment to yourself.
Okay, but life happens, right? Things come up. So the source also advises, be flexible and adaptable. Missing a day isn't failure. It doesn't derail everything.
Not at all. Just acknowledge it, maybe figure out why it happened, and then get right back on track the next day. It's about resilience, not a perfect streak.
Good point.
And tied to that is the importance of rest. Take rest days. Your body absolutely needs time to recover, repair, and rebuild muscle. Scheduling rest days prevents injury, prevents burnout, and actually makes your routine more sustainable in the long run.
Okay, so we have the plan, the practical tips. But that internal voice, the one that prefers the comfy couch and maybe some ice cream, and it can be loud. What about motivation? What exercise motivation techniques does the source suggest to help us push through when we just don't feel like it?
Yeah, that internal tug of war is real. The source offers some really practical psychology-based tips. First, keep reminding yourself why you started. Connect back to those SMART goals.
Yeah.
Visualize the benefits, the energy, the calm, the
Keep
strength.
the why front and center.
Exactly. Second, track your activity. Use an app, a simple notebook, a fitness tracker, whatever works for you. Seeing your progress written down, seeing those check marks, it's surprisingly motivating.
You see that little dopamine hit.
It does. And finally, and this is huge for keeping it going, celebrate your progress. Acknowledge your milestones. Did you walk an extra block? Lift a heavier weight. Stick to your schedule for a week. Celebrate it. No matter how small the win seems, acknowledging it reinforces the positive habit.
Wow, what an incredibly impactful deep dive this has been. We've really seen the huge range of benefits from daily physical activity, from the fundamental stuff like heart health and immunity, all the way to less stress, better sleep, more confidence, more joy. And the key takeaway seems to be that all these amazing changes can start with small, achievable steps. So remember, like we discussed, it's consistency that truly matters, not striving for some impossible perfection. Every little bit really does count towards a healthier, happier you.
And maybe this leaves us with an important question to ponder. If movement truly is one of the most powerful, most accessible tools we have for our health, offering such a vast range of benefits for body and mind, what's one small, sustainable step that you listening can take, maybe even today, to invest in your own future well-being?
That's the perfect closing thought. Maybe start thinking about movement not as a task, but as a vital, even joyful, non-negotiable part of living a truly vibrant, healthy life forever.